All right. Hi, Renee. Welcome to being in the studio.
Hey.
Awesome.
I'm here.
You have any questions before we begin?
No, not really.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Welcome back to Savannah, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool.
I'm here.
All right. We're just going to do this thing. Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Check Service Industry Podcast. I am Rashawn Parker. If you haven't yet, please go watch my television series, Beyond the Check Worker Owner Edition, now streaming on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. It's Fox's Tubi TV. It's free TV. Please go follow me everywhere. Rashawn Parker, if you can spell it, R-E-Y-S-H-A-N Parker, and Beyond the Check everywhere else. My guest today is a fantastic good friend of mine who just moved back to town, so she is here in studio, live and in person. She's an amazing little chef who cooks up fun things. She's trying to blow up her Instagram account, so you should definitely go follow her at the place that she's going to tell you in just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, Renee Nagy.
Hey, hello. I'm here.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
So, real quick, where am I going to go follow you?
You can follow me at Cranay Cafe, C-R-A-Y-N-A-Y Cafe. It's all one word. It's on Insta.
Cool.
I'm starting a channel soon. We'll get there.
We're working on it. Nice. So, you went away for a while. Where the hell have you been?
I've been in Atlanta. It was fun. Got to eat a lot of really good food, see a lot of really good concerts, met a lot of really cool people. But it's really busy up there, so I'm back.
Big city was too much, huh?
A little too much. You need ocean.
And, you know, just the traffic.
The traffic didn't really bother me.
Really?
I caught up on all my podcasts and stuff. Traffic.
Oh.
But yeah. I also drive a really nice vehicle, so that kind of helps.
Touche.
Yeah.
I don't like traffic.
Yeah, I don't. It's just depending. You know, you start to figure out where you're going.
It's not that I don't like driving in like fast paced environments because I genuinely love that.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid somebody else is going to kill me.
Yeah, that could happen.
Right?
Yeah, you could get shot.
You could get shot?
Yeah, not even just cut off. You could get shot.
Huh.
Yeah.
See, I was just in Texas and I was also told that as a.
High probability.
Road rage is not a good thing to happen.
No.
When the potential of a gun in the other person's car is rather high.
Yeah, right.
Or in both cars. It's just a whole shootout on the highway.
It happens.
Texas, man. Atlanta. I guess it doesn't matter. What is the world coming to, Renee?
2022, baby.
Deuce, deuce. The deuce, deuce. Which I hope doesn't mean what I think it means when I say it. Like,
I don't
deuce,
know.
The deuce, deuce.
No,
deuce,
you know? I don't know. No idea.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
Double crap. Yeah. Craps.
That's plural. A lot of crap.
Yeah. Round, deuce,
don't need to do all that.
To 2022.
Hopefully 2023 is better. I don't know.
I hear 2024 is going to be amazing.
Yeah, I think we have another full lunar or solar eclipse or something.
Though. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
2024, looking forward to it.
Woo-hoo.
Woo. Anyway, food stuff. So how is building this master...
Right now, just like
plan of yours going
recipe testing and figuring out like kind of a style. Right now, it's very unplanned. I'm just trying to use up a lot of ingredients that I have in my fridge because it's a very small fridge. So the more room I can make, the more other things I can make.
So we met probably like 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah, at the social club, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you've made me dinner before, actually. You've cooked for me at your house.
On Montgomery Street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't remember what you made.
I don't remember what I made either.
I only know that because I saw pictures of it online. I was like, oh, yeah. Renee did make that dinner one time.
Was it the beef Wellington then?
Dude, I have no idea.
I can't remember.
It was 9 years ago.
All those pictures from that time are somehow missing, so I have no idea what I cooked, what I made back in those days.
Facebook didn't store them?
If I posted them on Facebook.
Gotta post them.
They might be in my time machine from back then that I haven't turned on in 20 years, but...
Isn't that cool that we can say shit like that?
Yeah,
like, I gotta check my time machine. Real quick, you know. Thanks, Apple. Like, it'll just be cool.
I haven't turned it on since I got my new computer, so I hope everything's still there when I turn it back on, but we'll see.
All kinds of shit could be in there.
Yeah.
Surprises.
A free version of Adobe is on there.
Ain't free no more. Subscription only.
I know.
I'll tell you the secret later.
Okay.
Remind me to tell you the Adobe secret later.
Okay.
I'll make a TikTok for something if you understand. Shh. So let's talk about food for a minute.
Okay.
When you were, what's your favorite kind of food? Like, when you were a kid, what did you like to eat?
So, when I was a kid, my mom's from the Philippines, so I grew up eating a lot of white rice, literally. some stuff that brings me back to my childhood, they make these head-on, shell-on shrimp. They just, like, pan fry them in butter with a little salt. I don't know what they do to it, but it's so good. Like, every time I go home to my mom, I'm like, hey.
It's like a traditional Filipino dish?
Yeah. They, like, fry them a little more than, like what we're used to. So the shells are a little harder to get off, but, like, it's so good. I don't know what she does, how she does it. I've tried to, like, redo it a million times, and it's just not.
Is it breaded?
Nope. Just.
It's just fried.
Head on, shell on, shrimp.
Fry them.
It's really good. And then there's like a little dipping sauce. It's called suka patis. It's like fish sauce and like rice vinegar or something like that they have over there. Add a little smashed garlic clove and peel, dip. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. So you've made this?
I've tried.
You've tried?
But I've made chicken adobo before without coconut milk.
Why no coconut milk?
It's just a regional thing in the Philippines. So my family's region doesn't put coconut milk in it. So it's just the soy and the vinegar.
Run me through a chicken adobo.
It's soy, vinegar, peppercorn, and bay leaves. And you basically, like, braise chicken in that sauce. And then it gets thick, and the chicken gets all pull aparty. And you put it on top of white rice, and it's super delicious.
Is that normally, like, a clay pot thing? Like,
yeah, I do it in my Dutch oven. But my mom does it in, like, a wok. they walk a wool all the time.
So, like, it's no traditional, like, have-tos here.
No. That's something I've tried to get my aunt to teach me a little more is the traditional, more traditional side of Filipino cooking. But with them, it's like, oh, you do it to your finger. You know, it's like, it's all by feel and by touch. Like, I've tried to record her, and she's like, oh, just let me do it. I'm like, that's not how I'm going to learn.
Like, I need you to tell me the actual instructions. Like,
help.
Could you write down the recipe?
No, there's no written recipes. Mm. It's all in her head.
It's like the old school cookbooks where it was literally just a dash of this and a pinch of that.
A scant handful of... What? What's a scant? How big is your hand? I don't know.
What is a scant handful and what does scant mean? What does scant mean?
What's a heaping tablespoon, for crying out loud?
I mean, I kind of get that. I can get my head around that one. Like, you know, it's a tablespoon that's heaping. So, like,
more
how
than...
much... If whatever falls off after the large scooping, that is, I think,
I don't know.
The heaping. A pinch? Like,
pinch, you know.
Yeah. But a dash?
I could do a dash. A dash is like, you know, just like a dash.
Okay, so is a dash a liquid concept?
Yeah, I think a dash is...
A dash like, refers to liquid.
Yeah, and then a pinch is like salt. Or a pinch of sugar.
Okay, so solid versus liquid.
Yeah.
Dash.
But the pinch, scant handful or scant.
Yeah, very confusing.
I
still don't know what scant means.
I don't know either.
Which is the problem. Huh. Maybe if we solve that mystery. Hey, if anybody's listening, please go somewhere on social media somewhere and explain what the hell scant is and refer to a handful. So you could have a scant like bucket.
Yeah.
It was just a scant.
Scant. You know, it was like less than a bucket.
Maybe when people lived like close to the beach, do you think like maybe like there was, you know, a shell of.
Maybe.
Like, you know, just a shell of salt.
Yeah. One clam's shell of salt.
One clam
of. One oyster shell full of sugar or something.
Right.
I could see that happening.
Right? It's basically a teaspoon. Like.
Yeah. Basically. Depending on the clam.
Or like, you know. Oysters, like a quarter cup?
Yeah, if it's one of those Apalachicola ones that we're serving right now at work.
Yeah, oysters aren't from here right now.
Yeah, they're not.
No. Yeah. Which is funny, because it's cold here.
Yeah, and I don't know why we're getting them from Florida, but whatever. I really like the northern ones. Wellfleet's.
I watched a show the other day where it was like eating the oysters straight out of the ocean. And that, like, apparently, like, because, you know, as quick as you can get them is how fast you get them. But still, the flavors, it added. I think you get more flavor,
more briny,
later,
more salt. Yeah.
As opposed to just like, oh, well, that's not fishy at all.
Yeah. It depends on the oyster, though, too.
Like oysters. How do you take your oyster?
Raw.
Just horseradish,
just,
anything.
Just raw. Just go. If it's a good
oyster,
if it's a good oyster, you know, depending on like the restaurant, like some restaurants, some just like, no, give me the cocktail, the horseradish, the cracker, and everything. Because, you know, they're just not that great. Some oyster programs are really good. You don't really need anything for them. So just depends on where I'm at.
True. It's true.
Yeah.
I do like the dash of horseradish, little
hot sauce.
Little Pete's.
Yeah. Little Pete's. You know, Pete guy.
Yeah, little Texas Pete.
Nobody likes Tabasco anymore.
No, it's just hot.
Yeah.
I think it's because there's probably corn syrup in Pete's.
Yeah.
Which, don't quote me on that. I can eat a bottle to look at it. But it's got a little sweetness to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a little extra zing. It's like Duke's. It's that sugar that they add to it that makes it better.
Yeah, it's got, and it has flavor.
It has flavor.
It actually has flavor. I'm really into sriracha now.
Yeah. Sriracha's good.
Because it actually has the heat. I didn't realize, because there was like this whole sriracha craze
for years.
Ago. And it was like sriracha, sriracha. And I was like, who cares? Sriracha mayonnaise, sriracha.
Yeah.
Like, and now what's the big deal?
I don't know. I like sriracha in my pho, but other than that, I've got other hot sauces for everything. So
when I had COVID, I put it in my my ramen noodles.
Oh, God, that sounds so good.
And actually, I still do now. Like, that's my sriracha thing. Like, because I just have a bottle because everybody.
You can only buy the big, gigantic bottle. You can't buy, like, a small bottle of sriracha.
And that shit's actually hot.
Yeah. Right?
So it lasts a really long time unless you're a sriracha.
Yeah. Like, I really like the, it's the spicy chili garlic crisp. It's like crispy garlic and, like, chili sauce. It's really good. It's like a condiment, and you're going to put it on top of stuff. I put it on my eggs. It's got a little crunch, a little spice.
Crunch?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Spicy chili garlic. I'll have to send you the link or something. I've got it on my subscription on Amazon. It comes every two months.
Nice.
That's how much I go through it. Like, every 2 months I need a new bottle.
Take that, sriracha. But yeah, it's like avocado toast. Like, I never got that either.
Yeah,
like,
I don't get that either.
Avocado toast with sriracha.
For there's so much effort for one toast. Like, you have to toast the toast, and then you gotta, you know, slice the avocado, and you gotta season the avocado, and then there's stuff you gotta put on.
Do you think that all these people out there, like, raving about avocado toast, like, actually genuinely really like avocados?
No,
like,
they just want to be healthy. It's a healthier fat.
It is a healthier fat.
That's all it is.
But
you can also eat smoked fish, like smoked salmon.
Yeah.
I don't really think bagel and lox is terrible for you, so.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
I'm not a caper guy, but I'll.
Oh, I love capers.
But cream cheese, lox.
Yeah, cream cheese, little thinly sliced red onion. Mm-hmm. Gotta have the red onion in there.
I'm in on the red onion.
Yeah.
Olives are not my thing. It's one of the few things.
Yeah, is it the briny? Do you like pickles?
I like a pickle.
Yeah.
I like a pickle. I prefer a sweet, spicy pickle.
Uh-huh.
Like, those are the jam. Uh-huh. Like, Frog Ranch.
Yeah.
Fucking Frog Ranch, dude.
I like the little gherkins. Tiny ones.
I like some relish.
I like relish on my hot dogs. Mm. My tartar sauce. Sometimes I really hate ketchup.
Really?
Yeah, I hate ketchup.
Hate ketchup?
Hate ketchup.
Really?
Except cocktail sauce. That's like the only time I'll allow it.
Man.
I don't even put it on my burger. I like mustard. Mustard's my jam.
See, I'm a mustard on the sausage or the hot dog.
Uh-huh.
I'm a mayonnaise and ketchup fancy sauce guy from my burger.
Okay.
Burger King style.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I think I like the In-N-Out style with the animal sauce. I think there's ketchup in that, though. But like a small amount. A scant amount. Would that be appropriate, In-N-Out fans?
I feel like that was an extremely appropriate use of the word scant.
We're still not sure about the meaning of this.
Hashtag nailed the scant. Anyways. So what have you been making lately?
Let's see. I took whole roast chicken the other day. I roasted it, just simple salt, pepper, stuffed a lemon and some garlic in there. Roasted it. Ate the leg quarters with some orange wilted rainbow chard. It was so good. There's some olives and some peppadew peppers in there. And then I peeled the rest of the chicken. I crisped up the chicken skin for dog treats for the dog.
Oh, smart.
And then I used the bones I made stock because I was out. And then the leftover chicken I made pie, chicken pot pie. And I used the stock to make part of the roux. And I also used the chicken fat, too, to thicken up the roux. It was really good.
Man, you used every part of that chicken, didn't you?
Yeah, I was like, this $7 chicken is going to get used. So, I still have more chicken, too. I might make some chicken salad with it. But I try to, like, use the whole animal if I have it. So, that was my my being green for the week.
What would happen if we gave you like a, Wikipedia has a lot of parts. What do we do with a whole duck?
Oh, man. Oh,
did you do anything with the feet?
No, I didn't do anything. I didn't get the feet.
They don't when you were in Atlanta, did you happen to ever go eat chicken feet?
I did.
You did?
Yes.
Where?
At Octopus Bar. It's this crazy little place in East Atlanta Village. They're only open from like 10:30 p.m. to like 3 a.m. It's like the only late night spot in the area. It's so good. Like, whatever they put on their lobster roll is really good. They do like bulgogi. Their drinks are fantastic.
Yeah, Octopus Bar.
And then chicken feet one day, we just like, we'd show up there on like a Friday, just super hammered. Just like, give us all the things because it's a small plates kind of place. And we got chicken feet one day. We're like, let's just try it. They were good. And there's just a little too much. I couldn't get over the feet part.
So my buddy, he was on the show, he lives up in Atlanta and he keeps telling me to come up there and he's going to take me for chicken feet.
Yeah.
And he sent me a video on his Instagram of the food and the chicken feet, and it actually looked really good.
Yeah, there's some good places up there.
So. It almost looked like a General Tso's like chicken foot.
Yeah. I think I need somebody to explain to me how to eat it, because I think I was just trying to like gnaw on them, and that's not how you're supposed to do it, and so I think I got fed up and just
stopped. Yeah, I don't know how you eat it,
because there's not a whole lot of meat on them.
No. So is it good, though?
I mean, the flavors that were on it were good. I can't remember. Like I said, we were hammered when we got there.
I mean, it's a late night spot.
Yeah, so it's actually a pretty classy place, though. I mean, there's like a bunch of dates and stuff that go there, you know, Friday after work, kind of have a couple, turn into a late night.
Nothing sexier than having a couple chicken feet on that tender date.
Right?
Surprise.
Surprise.
I just wanted to be different. So.
I will say, though, Atlanta definitely like expanded my palate. Yeah. We kind of in a food desert here, I feel like.
You feel like that now that you moved back?
Like Savannah, a little bit. Like Common Thread is kind of, I think, moving in the right direction as far as like their flavors and stuff. But a lot of it's still just butter and cream and
fat. I don't go out to eat in town that often anymore. Because I've lived here for so long that we've already eaten everywhere.
Yeah.
And two, I'm just cheap, I think. I just prefer to cook at home because it's hard to make videos if you're
not cooking at home. If you're not
cooking at home.
Well, also for me, you know, like I like a filet, like very seared, very rare. I like the soft.
Like Pittsburgh stuff.
Yeah, like the softness of it. And every time I go to a restaurant, I ask for it rare and it comes out medium rare and it drives me insane. So I've stopped ordering steak at restaurants.
Just
in general.
I don't like steak by itself anymore. Like something about my body has changed.
Uh-huh.
And when I eat just straight up steak bites, I don't like the flavor. Like I don't like the blood anymore.
Huh. Interesting.
But I will still make a delicious steak sandwich. But like, there's something about it.
Just eating it. Just like,
Like just straight up a steak. Like I'm not into it anymore.
Weird.
I know. Weird. I think it's because my body doesn't want to eat that much meat anymore.
Well, that's
and also my conscience might be like biting at me.
Yeah, you don't need this whole 48-ounce ribeye steak.
Like, have some vegetables, you pig.
I try to pair it with vegetables, you know?
I was a vegetarian for a month.
Yeah. For a month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was thinking about going vegetarian for a month, and then I bought, like, 4 things of cheese, so that's not going to happen.
Well, that's okay. Cheese is vegetarian.
Cheese
counts, yeah. Oh, okay. You can have cheese. That's the beauty of vegetarian versus vegan, cheese becomes the star of everything. Like, everything. You're like, oh, geez. You get excited, right? Like, because one, it's like crack.
Yeah, but I think too much cheese gives me, like, a headache. I think it's, like, too much dairy.
It's not good for you.
It's not, yeah.
No.
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 And I feel like I'm missing out on valuable nutrients that I do get from whole proteins.
Yeah, you can get them. The problem is that it's the B vitamin.
Yeah.
Right?
That you're missing.
I don't know why they don't just add it into, like, the veggie burgers now. Because it's added into, like, the fake meat. Like, the
Beyond Meat.
Beyond and Impossible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I tried to make Beyond Sloppy Joe's.
It's just not the same.
No, I made Impossible Sloppy Joe's. Mm. And I wanted to like it. But that flavor. There's a flavor.
You don't know what's, like, in it. Do we have an ingredients list for that?
Yeah, there's an ingredients list.
It's, like, so much ingredients. You know what's a burger? It's beef. That's it. And maybe some salt and pepper. Because you got to season everything.
You know that it's all cancerous, right?
it's all cancerous. Everything's cancerous. Everything's going to give you cancer. I mean, they're like, switch to natural one. It's less of a hangover. It's probably going to give you cancer.
I talk about this with everybody. And the fake chicken or the grown chicken is still probably just as cancerous as the chicken now. And I think the major part of it is that the salt water that they inject in the chicken is super bad for you.
Yeah.
But, and you know about in Singapore, the like just growing chicken breast. Uh-huh. Right? So there's no head. They just grow the chicken meat.
Ugh.
Oh, no, super good. David Chang had it up, went over there and tried it on his new show. And fucking chicken, man.
Really?
Yeah, but they're testing it in Singapore first because, of course, the FDA is going to, you know, there's going to be a huge.
Yeah.
The chicken industry, the beef industry, they're all going to battle that.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't. That's just not natural.
No, it is. It's just, yeah, it's basically cloning. But instead of growing the whole animal, you only grow part of it.
I know, but I feel like we're making humanity stuck on the worst part of the chicken.
No, we save the world that way.
Okay. Well, let's save the world, I guess.
Right? Because then all the water, all the like, especially when we can start growing beef, right?
And beef's the big one. That's in Texas, terrible.
And
yeah.
We can have the land
Texas
back.
Texas is going to lose it.
But they'll be okay. They'll make factories where they just grow their beef. Welcome
to
the new
cattle
farm.
Yeah, but I just don't want everyone to be eating only chicken breasts. Can we grow the legs too? Because
yeah,
I think
you can.
Okay, yeah. As long as we can grow the legs.
I mean, I'll get there. Eventually, you'll grow everything. Eventually, we'll just have it'll be like Star Trek, and we'll just have the replicator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Just like huh.
Yeah, maybe I'll be able to find hanger steak in the mainland.
Can't find any hanger steak.
I can't find it to cook. It's weird.
No hanger steak.
Nope.
Nowhere.
I mean, I
missed the butchery. We had that butchery for a minute.
Downtown,
I don't know if you were here.
It was like it opened like right before I left.
And it was only open for like 2 years.
Two years, and then it closed.
Yeah, because nobody went to it.
Which is now they're all complaining. Now Lucky's is closed too. So,
yeah, all the like mom and poppy like actual like places to go get food.
Well, there's that Ogeechee Meat Market I went and checked out, but they didn't have hanger steak either.
What the hey, man?
I know. There's only one on every cow, so I understand. But like, I mean,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's almost as tender as a filet. There's a little more like sinew in it, but it's really good. I marinated.
I've had a hanger steak.
It's good. I like
it. It's usually served with the.
It's cheaper too.
With the green.
Chimichurri.
Chimichurri.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I make a mean chimichurri.
Mean chimichurri.
Mean.
Do you prefer Chef Nagy or Chef Rene?
neither. I feel like chef is left as a title for people that actually went to culinary school. As I'm self-taught, so.
See, I feel like that line is thinning even on TV now.
Yeah.
Because you have you seen Next Level Chef?
Uh huh.
So half of them are Instagram chefs. Uh-huh. Half of them are like home chefs, and some of them are actual real chefs.
Yeah. Maybe.
But, like, even Ramsay refers to all of them as, like, Chef So-and-so because they're on the show and they're competing as chefs.
Yeah.
So
maybe
I think it's the knowledge and not in the experience, not necessarily the degree now.
Well, I mean, you know? Degrees are kind of a waste of time anyway.
I mean, if you buy a restaurant and you were the person in there cooking and making the menu.
You're a chef, yeah.
You're doing the ordering, you're doing the accounting.
I guess I would be a chef, then.
You're the chef.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Touche. Congratulations.
I've been promoted.
On this episode of Beyond the Check podcast, we knight chef. You've been chefed. If I had a sword, no, I need tongs.
Oh, yeah.
I need tongs.
Fork, you know, from the movie Chef, the spaghetti fork.
The spaghetti
I feel
fork.
Like that's
You've been
holds a lot in right. the culinary world. Significant. People get tattoos of that. Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, he made a whole show out of it.
I know.
The chef show.
I love that show. It's actually really good.
Yeah, John might need to go check out that treadmill after.
Yeah, probably. He's packing on some pounds.
Man is eating his way through America and doesn't care.
Yeah.
Also, thank you for Star Wars, John. Really do appreciate that. Don't let JJ anywhere near that shit again. Am I wrong?
No.
Not wrong.
Oh, man.
You know what's not in Star Wars?
What?
Food.
Yeah. Yeah, weird. They don't really eat food. They drink a lot.
They drink a lot.
But I haven't really seen them eat.
They
much.
Don't eat. Nobody. I mean, there's the apple.
Yeah.
That he floats over and they like snack on some apple. But like.
I don't.
Nobody eats in Star Wars.
Huh. I'm going to have to rewatch it just to.
Right.
Well, also an excuse just to watch Star Wars.
Nobody eats. Like I think John has a meeting in all the new stuff though, like in the Mandalorian, like
yeah,
because even like there's a. Did you ever see the Mandalorian?
Not yet.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Yeah.
Well, he has to wear his helmet all the time, uh-huh. So it's like, well, how the fuck does this guy eat and drink, right?
He doesn't. I don't even think he.
There's a scene of him without his and he's eating and drinking. They threw it in because Favreau, obviously the foodie that he is, yeah. Is like
food.
We're gonna slip some food in here.
Yeah. We're going to make all the Star Wars nerds real angry.
Boba Fett's good, too.
Oh, yeah. I have to watch that, too. Yeah. I got to get my Disney Plus subscription again. I stopped it. Stopped watching.
I had Hulu already, so I was like...
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if you have all three...
You might as well.
Yeah, I think I pay for ESPN. Might as well get Disney,
too. Yeah, the whole thing's packaged. Oh. What are you doing? Get your Disney
on.
I don't know.
I don't really watch TV a whole lot, unless it's food stuff.
Touche.
Literally fell asleep last night watching Carla Music Lally or whatever her name is from on YouTube.
Oh, if you really just need to nap and watch food stuff, just watch my show.
Yeah, I guess I should do that, huh?
Yeah. It's season two particularly. Season one's a little more fast-paced, but season two...
Yeah. Well, it's on the list.
You can take a little nap. Take a little nap.
Well, her voice is so soothing, you know? I don't want to fall asleep. Through it, so
I didn't realize how many episodes of Parts Unknown there was until
there's like 13 seasons.
Yeah, I had no idea that was, and I should have known. Yeah. But again, back when I had COVID, I did nothing but lay on the floor eating ramen noodles with sriracha and watching Parts Unknown.
Whoops!
For days, Jordan would come home and she's like, "Oh my god, I can't listen to Tony anymore." And I'm like, "No, Tony, we're hanging out with Tony still."
Say Tony. Man, I love that guy.
Right? We're not gonna get into my theories.
Yeah.
I think Putin killed him. But
oh.
I just keep saying that, so maybe Putin will try to kill me. If you watch the Russia episode of Parts Unknown, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, no, he was killed by pedophiles. And I'm like, I don't know.
No, no.
Might have been Putin.
Yeah. I actually rewatched the Cook's Tour, the first episode. They were in Russia, in St. Petersburg. I actually just rewatched that the other day. I don't know. It just came up. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I started with that.
Yeah.
And I watched... I started with Roadrunner, actually.
Okay.
I bought the documentary. Uh-huh. So. And I thought I'd cry more, but I didn't.
No, you didn't?
No.
No.
No. But it was really good.
Yeah. I've heard mixed reviews. I haven't seen it. I'll add that to my list, too.
Yeah. I did... You know what I did cry my eyes out to? The Val Kilmer documentary.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude. Like...
Huh.
Super good, but also like super sad, but also like if you grew up watching any of those movies, then you're just like, oh, Val Kilmer, but look at him now. And it's like, oh, it's so sad because he's still like, and you're like, what happened? So you find out where Val Kilmer was for those years of like, turns out he was playing, brain farting. The guy who wrote, forget it.
Yeah, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Old guy, funny. There's a comedy award named after him. Looked like Colonel Sanders. Anybody guess who I'm talking about? No, way back in the day. He wrote all the famous books about the people on the river who would... Sawyer. Tom Sawyer.
Clue.
No clue.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the film guy, bud. Not me.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
And you're a way better cook than me.
I try.
I don't get very adventurous because at home.
Yeah, I do. I've started experimenting with more like Middle Eastern flavors. Those are also flavors hard to find in Savannah. So finding ingredients for that stuff, I got to order online.
Did you ever had looked through Momofuku?
I've looked through it, but not, no.
I have it.
Yeah?
It's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I have that and Bourdain's book.
Well, he's got several. Which one do you have?
I have the original.
Okay. Yeah.
Very simple. Everything's like...
Kitchen Confidential, that one, or the other one?
No. That's a book.
Book.
His cookbook. I think it's the only one I think there is.
The Lahal cookbook?
Everything... Jordan, bring me my cookbooks.
Well, look, no.
It's super basic. So, like, if you want, it's a good first cookbook.
I think it said appetizers. Is that the one I saw on the counter?
Yeah, it's on the counter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that says appetizers one.
No, it's everything. It's got it.
Huh.
Yeah. Interesting. Everything's super simple. Bourdain was not overreaching when it came to, like, baking stuff.
Very French. Very, very simple. Very French. Too. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Easy. I've learned how to start, you know, cutting some things out. Not every ingredient needs to go into everything, you know.
No.
Salt and pepper go a long way, I've come to realize.
Somebody commented on one of my videos, like, you know there's other seasonings than salt and pepper, right? And I'm like, but I let the food speak for itself.
Yeah, you kind of gotta, depending, you know, sometimes it needs help, sometimes it doesn't need help.
And sometimes, like, just it by itself is super good. Like, I do not put anything on my corn.
Uh-huh.
Like,
because it's just sweet, you know, maybe a little butter.
I know. I don't even butter. Nothing.
Nah.
Nah. I need nothing on a good, you know, ear of sweet corn.
Yeah.
It's fucking perfect just the way it is.
Like right off summer, midsummer when it starts to.
Butter makes it too. I do like a street corn.
With the cotija cheese and the mayonnaise and
Like over the fire, a little charred. Yeah, that's just delicious. But it doesn't need it.
Yeah.
But it's still really good.
Yeah. Yeah. It just adds. If it adds, it's good. If it takes away from the actual food, I feel like it's not needed.
But I also, like, we had gardens when I was a kid, right? So my mom would eat the corn right off the stalk. And not cooked or anything.
Oh, wow.
Just like sweet corn. And you can do that.
Yeah. I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah, it's really good.
I knew you could. Yeah, you can eat raw corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not that bad for me.
Yeah.
Trying to think if I've ever eaten a raw corn prep, or probably like a succotash or something like that.
Yeah, like a coleslaw or
some sort of salad. Yeah. 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 Man, I'm ready for summer though. That's for sure. I'm really tired of this cold weather. I'm ready for summer, like no cooking. Like gazpacho and stuff.
No cooking. See, I like the wintertime because it's just
all you do is cook. Yeah.
Crockpot.
I've never really figured out crockpots. I still stand over the stove for 5 hours. I prefer to do it that way. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I like to look at it and stir and.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you still stir. You check on it every couple hours.
I've never figured out the Instapot. I've never really figured out air fryers. Like, I
got a ninja out there.
I do all of that.
We can make some ninja videos.
Apparently, roast chicken in an air fryer is really good.
Oh, that's so. We get the Kroger roast chicken or whatever, and bring it home, leave it in the fridge, and you have to cut it in half because it won't fit in there whole. But like, you can put two halves of a chicken in the air fryer, and yeah, crisp the skin up nice again. I don't put it on fry, just roast. But it's still all it is a super fast hot convection of it.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
But super convenient.
Yeah.
If you don't have one, get one.
I have an air fryer. It's still in the box. Sorry, Mom. I got it for Christmas. I asked for it, and then I was like, I don't need this.
Oh, you don't think you need it?
I don't know how to use it. And it takes up space on the kitchen, or counter space in this tiny little kitchen I have right now. So,
do you have a toaster oven?
No, I have an oven.
Oh.
I have a toaster.
Oh.
I
love a toaster oven. I like things that just make it easier and quicker. So, like, a frozen, like a pizza?
I don't eat frozen pizza.
Oh.
I don't really eat a whole lot of packaged processed food anymore.
Touche.
Yeah, it's...
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I know. Everything I do is, like, from scratch. Like, that chicken pot pie...
How do you have so much time?
I really cook, like, a lot of it, like, for that pot pie, like, I roasted the chicken on, like, Monday, ate that over the week. I mean, I pulled the chicken on Wednesday, made the stock on Friday, made the, you know, pie dough on Saturday, and I finally think made the whole pie on Sunday. So it's I just like break it up over time. If I like these like long cooking projects. So
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, but playing Tetris in my fridge is starting to get a little old.
Like, are you labeling? Are you to the point where you're like, I have to label this or I just don't know?
So many deli containers. Like, if they don't stack, I'm just...
Have you ever heard of flavor bombs?
Yeah.
So, I talked to the inventor of the flavor bomb. It used to be a product that was actually on the market.
Uh-huh.
And it's just starters, right? So, flavor starters. And
okay.
It's a whole bunch of different... She has a cookbook called Flavor Bombs.
Uh-huh.
And she recommends that if you ever make something... like a sauce or whatever that you always freeze, like a little bit of it.
Uh-huh.
And then you put it in the freezer. And she uses, like, ice cube trays, too. Yeah. And then she'll, like, freeze them and put them in a bag. And then, boom, you have, like, basically your own bouillon.
Huh.
So instead of, like, buying or having to, like, remake that flavor that you need, you have it all pre-frozen in this little flavor bomb.
Interesting.
So if you're going to make soup, you know, and you made soup before, take some of the thick
soup
part of it and put it away. Or she also kind of described it like...
I guess it adds, like, umami.
Like, you know that fryer? There's, like, a fryer in the world somewhere where there's always still just a little bit of the grease that's always left over.
Uh-huh.
And they just keep it going. So, like, this, there's literally particles of the grease from, like, 20 years ago.
Weird.
It's still, like, I forget what show I saw it on. But, like, literally, that little bit of just the essence of the 20 years ago is still floating.
Huh. Well,
with,
then.
With, like, the oil for flavor.
Well, that's what they use at, I think, KFC to make gravy. Or is it Popeyes? One of them. They use some of that leftover, the brown bits at the bottom of the fryer.
For the gravy? You mean that's just not just powdered packaged?
Yeah.
Because it tastes like powdered packaged.
I mean, it's still, but they use, yeah, I know. Guilty pleasures, Popeyes on a Sunday when you're hungover.
Or the KFC. Or the KFC. So trash. Like, it's definitely flaked potatoes. Is it not flaked potatoes?
It's not. It's definitely flaked potatoes. Gotta be but flaked potatoes. I think they really do use the grease from... I saw it on a different cooking show. They were, like, remaking it, so I'll have to find it. But, yeah, they reuse the grease.
Did you know that Little Caesars is made fresh? The dough is made fresh every day?
Huh. Really? It tastes like crap, though.
I don't know. It's gotten better. Have you had it lately?
Yeah, maybe it's just the one in East Helena Village.
Don't get the regular one. You can't get, like, the flat one, but their pan one?
Yeah. Oh, the deep dish?
The deep dish?
Is good? Oh, really? Yeah. So good. I like their breadsticks.
Oh, the breadsticks have always been bomb.
Breadsticks are crack.
They are serious. The butter, it's just like they drip, right?
Yeah,
like, it's just like... girly. Oh, no other breadstick compares to the crazy bread.
Crazy bread. Crazy so bread. Crazy.
It's fucking crazy.
With their crazy sauce.
Crazy delicious is what it is. And it just, sometimes I'll go by, because I don't think about it that often, but... I remember being, like, in my teenage years and just, like, you drive by Little Caesars and you're like, stop!
Yeah. It's only $5.
Just getting crazy bread.
Yeah.
And crazy bread was lunch.
It's only $5.
Yeah, and it's kind of healthy. You're having all that tomato sauce with it.
Yeah, with all the
marinara.
Sugar in it. You could tell there's so much sugar in that sauce. That's why it tastes like crack. Oh, man.
But it's so good.
It's so good.
Anyway, trash food. Also, when I was a vegetarian, all I liked was the vegetarian junk food.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever, you like the, I don't know if it's not Boca. Maybe it is Boca. The Boca chick patties?
No. You
never had a Boca chick patty?
No.
Have you ever had the shitty, like, dollar McDonald's chicken sandwich?
Yes.
Okay. So a Boca chick patty tastes exactly like one of the shitty chicken sandwiches at McDonald's. Particularly if you take a bun. Because it's 4 minutes on each side, and boom, it's done.
Uh-huh.
Shredded lettuce, mayonnaise, boom. Like,
wow, it's like a little Big Mac.
Yeah, I love them. Huh. Well, not a big, but that shitty chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that's
so
what I meant.
The vegetarian junk food, if you're not trying to eat meat, is like, and you get the protein and you get all that. I know some really bad vegetarians who just don't eat anything but Cheetos or fish crackers.
I don't know.
Like, dude, and they're fat. I'm like, you're a fat vegetarian. What are you doing wrong?
Yeah, that's I don't get that. Well, and that's kind of why I've just gone back to, like, really slow food, slow cooking, all homemade kind of stuff. I feel better.
Like your great grandma used to make.
Yeah, well, she used to make cinnamon rolls that were out of this world. Oh, I should get that recipe. Anyways, no, I thought about it. No, but yeah, I feel, especially since I moved back to Savannah, like you said, I've eaten at all these restaurants too. Like, I don't really want to go eat at Belford's again. I've eaten there like 500 times.
I like Hilton Head.
Yeah, you know, Hilton Head, Charleston's apparently really good. But ever since I've gone to the slow food, I'm controlling all the salt and I have leftovers, so I'm not like... take it that to work, so I'm not eating crappy work food.
And you just have to feed yourself.
And it's just myself, but I feel so much
better.
You don't
have to please any other palate, so you can do whatever you want.
My skin is, like, amazing now. Like, everything's working properly. I sleep better. It's kind of crazy.
Just eating real food.
Just eating real food, making everything from scratch.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I know. I have all the time in the world, apparently.
Whenever Blake moves out, if you need that room, you feel free to...
We have two cats and a dog, though.
We'll work it out. Chef!
I'm hungry again.
We're hungry.
Yeah. I haven't really cooked for anybody down here yet. Been kind of seeing this one guy, so made some bolognese.
Oh, I'm not Italian.
Yeah, it was really good. Made it from scratch.
You make sauce from scratch?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, let's walk through your tomato sauce.
Well, it's a riff on J. Kendry Lopez Alt's bolognese with the chicken livers. People were like, chicken livers?
I was exactly thinking that.
Yeah, so it adds like this mineraliness to the sauce because it's, you know, obviously stewed for like 5 hours. Still get the lamb and the pork and the beef. And then I put pancetta in there first, and it just adds this like unctuousness.
Dang, girl.
Yeah, it was not a very cheap sauce.
Well, the chicken livers were cheap.
Yeah, the chicken livers were cheap, but everything else was not cheap. It was like $100 for the whole meal.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But you had leftovers.
Oh, yeah. I think I made lasagna with it. Like, we had and roasted garlic bread for days. It was awesome.
$100 well spent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. We had Caesar salad, too, with homemade Caesar dressing, so... With anchovies and everything.
Renee, don't fuck around,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I really don't, man.
She's a catch. Just saying. Most women don't. I don't meet that many, you know, women who cook anymore. So, diamond in the rough.
Just saying. You know, all that feminism.
Helps if you're a doctor.
Lawyers help too.
Lawyers are all right as long as you're a defense attorney.
Defense or entertainment law would be great right about now.
Oh, entertainment lawyers. Entertainment lawyers, if you're out there, follow Renee at
Crane ATL. Or no, Crane Cafe.
Crane
Cafe.
That's
my personal account. I post on both, so whatever.
Follow her everywhere.
Yeah. All the places.
So you make some dog treats out of the chicken.
Yeah.
Have you ever... Do you ever try doing the raw thing or like making your dogs fun little meals?
Yeah, sometimes when his tummy gets upset, I'll just, you know, boil off some chicken, make some rice, get a can.
Well, that's boring. You got anything better than that?
No, he's a dog. He gets all the treats. He stands on the other side of the cutting board and I just throw him scraps. He just sits there and he just gets whatever he wants. He's fine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But as far as a raw diet for him, I think
he
gets enough as it is. He gets little morsels of everything. So
mine didn't like it.
Yeah, he likes his dry food. I don't know.
Oh, they get fresh pet.
Oh, cool. I haven't tried that. I just take wet food and the dry food and just... He likes eggs, though. He loves eggs.
Sugar will eat anything, but, like, bones was the picky one. So we had to go through everything. Hundreds of different types of canned wet food.
Yeah.
Like, nope, nope,
and you
nope,
gotta whatever nope. You're feeding the one, you gotta feed the other.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they get jealous.
So we landed on fresh pet. It's basically just a bag of chicken, and it has to be the chicken kind, like
not the beef,
not the beef kind. It can't be the roll. Like it's got to be the bag of chicken, and that's what he will eat on a regular basis.
Wow!
Because I did, like, because I went and bought the chicken livers and like raw gizzards and like the hearts. Because you can go to the store, and
yeah,
just basically give them to you.
Yeah, yeah. And, who's the pack leader? You or him?
But I always want to open. I would love to have like a dog food truck. They just made, like, dog food, like, fancy, gourmet.
Huh.
You know?
I made,
by a dog park? You park it by the dog park?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They make, like, doggy ice cream?
Frosty Paws.
Yeah. That's cute.
They make it. It's called Frosty Paws.
I know they make it. I know King of Pops in Atlanta had a really good version. Winston loved it. I made him a birthday cake. It was, like, peanut butter. It's, like, tapioca flour.
Oh,
peanut butter.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. I was like, okay, cool, man.
Bones' birthday is on Jordan's birthday. It's March 10th.
Okay.
So I might have to hit you up for a birthday cake.
Came in about a little like bone-shaped cake pan.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's I'm going to need cute. One of those. Can I put in an order?
Yeah, we're going to put in an order.
Awesome. You could ship that shit.
I'm sure Amazon has a number of options.
We'll make a video.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's fun.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. He loved it. He ate all of it.
I mean, they have so many crazy, like, dog treats in, like, the fancy dog stores now. Like, it's insane.
It's crazy. I want to get a dehydrator so I can take cheap cuts of meat and
drop. You know what you can dehydrate in, Renee?
What?
Your air fryer.
I didn't know that.
Your air fryer can dehydrate.
All right. Well, now I know.
They're good for everything. Fine. Mine grills, too. It's
got like a maybe I need to pull mine out of the box and at least like, look at it.
It's fun to play with because you can experiment, so you can do different things that you couldn't do before.
Yeah. Huh.
And like rewarming anything is just so much better.
Well, I don't have a microwave either. What world am I living in?
Bust out your air fryer. Simplify your life just a little.
Yeah, I was like reheating my chicken the other day, and I was like, all right, turn the oven on, wrap it in some foil, put it on a pan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, you could just tinfoil, chicken, air fryer. Done.
10 minutes.
Not even, 7.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, it took like 20 in the oven.
Yeah, dude.
You had a preheat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus you're using all that gas or electricity.
Yeah, well, yeah, all utilities included is great. Oh, well. Yeah.
Very nice. Do you happen to have gas stove?
No, but I wish.
Nah, nobody does.
Yeah, not in Savannah.
No.
Everywhere in Atlanta had gas, but everywhere down here is all.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's just more of the infrastructures there, I guess. I don't think they have, like, underground.
Well, everything used to be gas. Like, so, like, the furnaces are all gas. It's just they just
I don't know.
Flipped all the stoves
to electric.
Whatever
house I buy, I better have a gas stove. They cook so much better.
They do. I've gotten every electric stove, it has to be, like, your electric stove.
Right? Yeah.
Because they're all a little different.
Yeah.
At fire, you can see, like, oh, much fire.
Yeah. High, low, okay.
But, like, my sister has a really shitty old gas stove, and I was trying to make sloppy joes.
Uh-huh.
And the damn thing the pan just wouldn't get hot enough to, like, actually, like, brown the meat to,
really?
Like, the, you know, like, a little char, you know, because all of it. And I'm just like, because I want it to stick to the pan so I can get all the good flavor back, you know?
Yeah.
And it just, that piddly little flame just wasn't doing it.
Just wasn't working.
For the first time, I was like, I miss my electric stove at home.
Well, apparently gas, like, ranges are good, but you want an electric oven. So I'd be okay with that, too. Just saying, you know, future husbands who are going to build me a kitchen.
Future entertainment lawyers. Current entertainment lawyers. All are welcome.
Single, ready to mingle. Just saying.
You happen to be a photographer, that's okay too.
Yeah. I like those creative types.
So if you, what are you gonna have for dinner tonight?
I have to work tonight, but I do have a filet at my house. I think I'm gonna do I have a bottle of red wine that I just drank half of and forgot about, so make like a red wine pan sauce.
Filet.
Yeah, some balsamic roasted pearl onions because I had some leftover those. So cool.
Sounds like a rough night for you.
Yeah, I know, right? maybe some blue cheese crumbles, you know, because I got some blue cheese. But that's all pantry stuff that I have. I mean, other than the filet, it's just stuff I already had. Might throw some horseradish in there for some zing. I don't know.
Getting crazy with it.
Just getting crazy.
I'm making meatloaf.
I like meatloaf.
I make a good meatloaf.
Man, I haven't had meatloaf in a while.
The key to keeping a meatloaf moist, I think, is the peppers and the onions.
Yeah, you got to have all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be in it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You think you need more than you actually do, too, with meatloaf.
It's super simple. Just don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Don't overcook it.
Yeah.
And I use barbecue sauce
I do
and
probe
ketchup.
Probe thermometer. A little. So it tells me when it's done. I use ketchup, I think, in my meatloaf. Yeah, I do. It's ketchup and like cocoa powder and
Powder.
Yeah, it just adds a little extra just stuff.
My sister's a huge cocoa powder in her chili.
I have so much.
Or like dark chocolate. She'll put dark chocolate in her chili.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. It's like a mole almost. Mm-hmm. Sounds really good. Mm-hmm. I've done like cocoa rub like steaks.
Never done that.
Cocoa and then like coffee
chili
rub.
Chili powder.
Yeah, speaking of, I think I did that. For Valentine's Day, last time I did that. Which is coming up. Hooray.
Technically, as this is airing, we've already passed it.
Yeah.
How was your Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Yeah, probably not going to have one. Probably just going to watch the Super Bowl and call it a...
Are you excited? Okay, so I don't watch sports, but I am from Ohio. Well, not from Ohio, but I spent a lot of my life in Ohio.
So you're a Burrow.
And so I didn't even know. Like, I had no idea that the Bengals were even, like, up for potentially being in the Super Bowl. And yeah, then my mom calls me, and she's like, the Bengals are in the Super Bowl! The Bengals are in the... And I'm like, oh!
Well,
has hell frozen over, first of all?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, I guess it wouldn't. If hell froze over, the Browns would have been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's also true. Sorry, guys. The Browns, man.
But I hope they win. I hope they won. However, let's see. It's when? God, when is it?
It's Sunday.
It's out. Yeah. Sunday. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bengals. The Bengals won. Our sad times. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
But
yeah, I think I'm gonna do a little, maybe I don't know, beef Wellington or something for Valentine's Day.
A little beef Wellington for the Super Bowl, huh?
Well, maybe. I don't
or
know.
Or Valentine's Day, sorry.
Yeah, I might have a date. We're not sure yet.
You say?
Yeah.
I mean, if
I do all the cooking, though, that's for sure.
You can just do the Super Bowl foods.
Yeah, then I do ribs. I do like an orange marmalade rosemary rib.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Cool. What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
I don't know yet. I think I'm going to the sandbar, actually.
Oh, well, if you want to come over, you're welcome.
Yeah, I don't think... I need a grill. I don't know if I got a grill.
I have a grill. It's broken. We got to fix it. I usually do Swedish meatballs.
Ooh, man, I haven't had those in a while.
The one good use for grape jelly.
Yeah, I don't do grape jelly.
Oh, you got to do the grape jelly. It's barbecue sauce and grape jelly and meatballs.
I feel like I've grown up and I eat peanut butter and like raspberry jelly now.
Oh, I don't eat grape jelly on toast or anything.
Yeah,
but grape, just for the Swedish meatballs. Huh. Grape jelly, barbecue sauce. That's what gives it that tangy.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the secret to the Swedish meatball.
I do like the sweet and spice combo. I think that's why I like jerk chicken.
I mean, I'm sure I could probably, that's like my mom's recipe. So like,
there's some tweaking.
Very 70s style foods that were.
Smucker's jelly?
Casseroles, a lot of casseroles. A thing she used to make us was French dressing and chunks of chicken and just baked. So it's just.
Yeah.
But it was like sweet and sour chicken. Yeah. I've said that on multiple podcasts now, and I keep saying I'm going to make it, and I still haven't.
You should make it.
But I need to.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's good.
It's like the cream of mushroom. You just,
Like, it's in all that shit. Yeah. And apparently you need it. Like, it's required.
Yeah. My grandma uses Campbell's in like everything. So she's a huge Aunt Jemima. Well, not Aunt Jemima anymore. But,
It's not Aunt Jemima anymore?
No, they switched it with all the racial stuff.
So they didn't change they changed the whole name? It just Jemima?
They just came out with it. I don't remember what it is. But yeah, they have it's weird.
You know, I was a log cabin syrup person.
So, okay. Yeah. I just like whatever 100% pure maple syrup, whatever brand. I don't care.
Real shit.
The real stuff. Shit. Yeah. The real shit. You know me, all the real food.
Jelly. Not real food.
It does cost, it is starting to cost me some money, so.
But you're gaining wealth in your health.
Yeah. But my pockets say otherwise.
But your body.
But my body says thank okay. You.
Uh-huh. We are high class, lady. Touche. Awesome. This was fun. We have to do it again.
Okay.
One more time. Where are we following Renee? Amazing cooking skills at.
Following me on Crane Cafe on Instagram.
Which is C-R-A-Y. Y.
N-A-Y.
N-A-Y.
C-A-F-E.
C-F.
C-A-F-E.
C-A-F-E.
Yeah.
Cafe.
Yeah.
Oh, Crane Cafe.
Yeah.
Dig it.
Yeah, it's always been called that. I've always hashtagged it. If you go to the hashtag Crane Cafe, it's all my food.
Boom.
Boom.
Hashtag Crane Cafe. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, Renee, thank you so much for hanging out today.
Yeah.
I hope that maybe if I go get a grill, you will consider making me ribs on Super Bowl Sunday.
Maybe.
I'll keep you updated on if that happened or not. And go watch my TV show if you just need to take a nap. I get paid if it runs. It's fine. Sleep it away. Start on episode 1. Let it run. Awesome. Well, everybody, thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Check podcast. Renee, Chef Renee.
See you soon.
Cheers.
Cool.
Cool.